So good morning or afternoon, everybody. So this is an exciting session because we have people from many different places. So I want to introduce you to Eliezer Oubda, who is a music producer, arranger, sound engineer, professor, and probably live engineer also. And probably I miss a lot of things. Politician, right? Eliezer, t'es un politicien aussi. And Eliezer is from Burkina Faso. It's a small country in West Africa, very close to Mali. And Eliezer worked in Bamako for many years at different studios, but especially Studio Bogolan, which is an international studio where a bunch of artists worked, such as Björk or a lot of pop musicians from Europe, as well as the best musicians from West Africa, such as Ali Farka Touré, who was actually one of the owners of Studio Bogolan, and a bunch of people from Tikenja, Toumani Diabaté, Sidigui Diabaté, and Eliezer will probably tell you, but a very long list of international artists from West Africa, Youssou N'Dour, also maybe you know from Senegal. And so when I went to Bamako with Emmanuel Olivier, who is supposed to join us today, but maybe there's a problem of time with friends, she introduced me to a lot of different artists and engineers in Bamako, and everybody, every time, was talking to us about Eliezer Oubda. And so at one point I was like, we need to meet Eliezer Oubda. So we got in contact with him through a French woman named Mathilde, who I don't know if she finished, but she was studying at the Paris Conservatoire, who I remembered from an interview of her to get in the Paris Conservatoire that she had done an internship in Ségou, where Eliezer has a studio. It's in Mali, he has a studio there too, and in Burkina, in Ouagadougou. And I thought, you know, that must be Eliezer Oubda. So I contacted her and asked her, and of course it was Eliezer Oubda. And so she gave me his WhatsApp, and we got in contact with Eliezer, and we went to Ouaga last, it was July 2019. And it was wonderful. We spent 3 days in the studio working with him and seeing him work with his friends and musicians. And we got some sessions, and some of you did mix the sessions for your assignments or projects, right? So, Eliezer, so il y a des étudiants qui ont mixé tes tracks de Ouaga. Super. Okay, so we had planned that internet may be a problem, so Eliezer sent me a link to a video to show to you, and that it's a making of a song that he wants to present. He wants to show you the DAW session, but he made a making of, and it's in his studio, so you will be able to see the studio on the making of.
Let's brother. l'amour du soleil, tout ce qui pourrait demain nous rassembler. L'homme a trop brisé cette chaîne d'unité. Et l'on s'étonne que le monde n'avance qu'avec l'envie de s'opposer. C'est one love, c'est one drop. Les divisions, c'est pull up. J'attrape love, je wake up. Mon cœur de chante, c'est make up. Et si l'on crie avec notre cœur, one love, c'est pour voir nos enfants le sourire en Range Rover.
Let them up pass all the dirty remarks. There is one question I really love to ask. Is there a place for the hopeless sinner who has hurt all mankind just to save his own? Believe me. Blessed love by Jah Rastafari, alias Lassia the first.
This is the local version from Burkina Faso. It's a project called Africa for. The project is to make a big concert in Burkina Faso to talk about peace and to do a panel with some person to talk about how Africans can make peace themselves. Because in Africa now, Europeans are, they think at our place. Mon anglais, ça va? C'est compréhensible?
He's asking if you can understand. Did you understand? Like, it's for Africa to make peace with themselves, yeah. Because they don't want Europeans to think for them,
yes,
anymore.
Yes. And we will do it with a big musician from Africa, from Europe. We have Damon, Toumani Diabaté, M from France, Damon Albarn from UK, Björk, and Angélique Kidjo, and the goal is to do a concert with all these stars, just to talk about peace. And we chose this song of Bob Marley because Bob Marley did this kind of thing in Jamaica, a kind of concert for peace. And this song is about one love, and all the guys who sing talk in their own language about the real love between each other, and it's the real problem now in our size of Africa, because We have terrorism. It's new for us, because Burkina is not Islamic land, and we don't understand why guys can come and say that you have to make Sharia to. Je pense que mon anglais est fini ici. Mais je ne sais pas s'ils comprennent. En fait, tu vois, notre pays n'est pas un pays. Le Burkina est un pays animiste. Ici, les gens, ils ont leur culture, ils boivent de l'alcool. C'est dans les coutumes. Ils font des sacrifices, ils font des trucs. Et du coup, des gens arrivent à mettre dans la tête d'autres Burkinabés que les gens qui vivent comme ça veulent éradiquer l'islam. Et des gars qui se mettent à tuer d'autres personnes pour des choses. Et à chaque fois qu'on parle de ça à l'ONU ou dans les grands organismes internationaux, souvent nous avons l'impression que les gars ne se rendent pas compte que ce sont des Burkinabés qui tuent d'autres Burkinabés. Ce sont des Maliens qui tuent d'autres Maliens. Et qu'il y a des canevas où, si ces personnes-là arrivent à s'asseoir, à se rappeler les fondement, parce qu'on était déjà Burkinabé avant qu'il y ait l'islam, avant qu'il y ait le christianisme, avant qu'il y ait. On avait déjà des valeurs, tu vois. Et le but, c'est ça, qu'on arrive à s'asseoir et espérer avec la culture faire ce que les politiques n'ont pas pu faire.
Ok, so, je vais essayer de traduire. So I will try to summarize. So the song aims mm-hmm. to do what politicians could not do, meaning that. Politicians don't attack the fact that in Burkina, for example, they drink alcohol. They some people are Christian, but now they're seen as terrorists and Islamists. And this is, I will try to summarize. It's not what he said exactly, I think, but it's kind of manipulation, political manipulation. And so the politicians don't do their job basically. So the song with all those famous artists aims to raise awareness in the population that Burkinabe people kill other Burkinabe people and Malian people kills other Malian people because of political manipulation. J'ai parlé de manipulation politique pour résumer, ça marche ou et que la chanson fait ce que les politiciens
oui,
ont
oui,
pas fait.
Oui, ça marche.
Okay.
Voilà. Le but, c'est de faire participer des chantes qui chantent leur langue pour que ça puisse toucher le maximum de personnes. Donc tout le Burkina est représenté, l'Est, l'Ouest, le Centre, voilà. Et il faut savoir qu'au Burkina, il y a 66 ethnies, donc 66 langues et dialectes. Et c'est compliqué, il n'y a pas genre une seule langue traditionnelle. Et la version que j'ai sur Nuendo, c'est la version internationale. Ça veut dire que c'est la version sur laquelle Alpha Blondy va chanter, Youssou N'Dour, M, tu vois. Donc on a refait la chanson et on a changé la gamme un peu parce qu'il faut mettre de la kora.
Sorry guys, I'm not a professional translator, so I have to be a bit careful. But he said that what he the making of you just saw is the Burkinabe, the local version, and they are the main languages represented. So those artists are representing the main regions of Burkina, because in total there are 66 ethnies, different ethnies in Burkina who speak 66 different languages. And so they use the main languages to make sure that all the population could understand. And now he's going to talk about the Nuendo version that he has, which is the international versions. And in that version, they are very famous artists who are international. So he talked about Youssou N'Dour from Senegal, yeah. Who you may know is extremely famous internationally. There's also M, who is one of the main pop artists in France. I think I showed a couple of extract of M in my classes, so some of my students would know. And he mentioned before there would be Björk and etc. And that version is in English, I guess. And he's now started speaking about the instrument choice. So I will give him back so he can explain again.
The patron of this version is Toumani Diabaté, who is a famous kora player. And the fact is that Cora can play on, I mean, c'est un mi. Le mi, c'est quoi en anglais?
I. So he said that the person
mi majeur is on E and yes.
So he said that the person who is the patron, you understand what the patron mean in English? It makes sense. Okay, is Toumané Diabaté, who is the most famous kora player of Mali, and so he plays the kora, which is the an instrument from West Africa, very important instrument, and it's in E major. C'est ça, c'est en mi majeur, c'est ça que tu as dit?
Voilà, c'est ça, c'est un okay. Mi majeur, ça courait un mi. Et la version originale de la chanson est en si bémol. Donc on a été obligé de continuer pour la faire en la, pour que Toumani puisse juste désaccorder quelques cordes et pouvoir jouer. Donc on a dû refaire une nouvelle version de la chanson. Et c'est celle-là là, que j'ai en projet.
Ok, so he said that the original signature of the song is in B flat. And because the kora plays only in E, it's not E major, it's just in E scales, let's say, they chose to do it in A. So that Toumani just had to detune a few strings to be able to adapt to the harmony. If you have questions, maybe we're just going to ask you questions because I'm afraid the internet won't be strong enough for sending stuff or whatever. Yeah, so he said he's not in Ouaga
right now.
Not
very far from Ouagadougou, but I'm not in town, so internet is not very good.
Yeah. It's okay, Lizer, don't worry. We're just going to take questions and then we will have a presentation by Elliot and then the round table
okay,
should
donc
be
on peut
fine.
Prendre des questions.
Ouais. Okay, so do you have any questions, guys, from the video? Or maybe I will put people on the spot. So we have Toby Ball with us today, Elizer. Je te présente Toby. Toby is a rapper from South Sudan and he lives in Calgary. Toby, do you have any question for Elisa?
No, not per se, but I would like to say I was really impressed by the quality of the track and it's a very nice collaboration. And also the intent just behind, you know, like putting the track together, you know, with the intention of uniting the African nations, that's you know, that's a cause that also, you know, that I stand behind. And I think it's something that, you know, inspires me as well to like, would want to do something like that in the future and, you know, reach out with other artists worldwide. And, you know, I look forward to being able to collaborate with them someday. Or, you know, people yeah. Within from Burkina Faso or, you know.
That's cool. Je pense que j'ai compris yes. Hein, ce qu'il a dit.
He said he understood you.
Super.
And he said
oh, good, good. Yeah, great job, and especially with the mixing.
Merci, merci.
Maybe one thing that I was curious about when I was listening to it, like the transition between the vocals that you recorded into Bob Marley's track, right? So I'm just wondering how you guys managed to mash, you know, the original version of Bob Marley and your own, with your own instrumentation, or however you did it, with the vocals that you added on it as well.
I have a whole track of just a cappella of some songs of Bob Marley. So I just edit the vocal, but it's not, they don't use it. So I just do a few edits and it was working. We just, the musician replay all the things like you see on the movies. And we just add Bob Marley vocal just too much. So we don't use the original track, just his voice.
Wow. Ah, okay, that's really awesome.
So there's a question, Eliza, in the chat by Grace Brooks, who is from Montreal and who got her camera out. So the question is, do you mainly work with analog outboard gear or mainly with plugins?
For recording, I can talk a little bit about my setup. I have, for mixing, I do everything on the box. So I use plugins for mixing. I don't have like a desk for now for mixing, but I have a computer with an MIDI interface, and I have a converter and many preamps like Universal Audio, like Focusrite, Audient, something like that. And I have some compressors, few compressors, and I try to record with how do I tell it? I try to record with the best sound to have the sound like I want to have it on the mix. Je sais pas si je me fais comprendre.
I think they understood, right?
Oui, absolument.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
Vraiment cool.
Because I have a lot of microphones, and I try to get the sound, the track sound like I want when I will mix it. So if I'm not happy with the kick drum, I will change the room, because I have a few rooms, like you see on the track. I have like a big room where I can put ambience or something like that. But I have a small room too with like a dark room. There are not resonance, nothing. If I want to have a sound more present, but it's the sound, the room is small, so I can't put ambience on it. So it's depend of what kind of music I want to record. I chose to place the drummer where I want. I have a few amps, old ones, but I have plugins too. For guitar, I have a kind of emulation of amplifier, so I can reamp them, but not manually, just by putting a plugins on the track to fix. But I have some amps, 4 or 5, and I have something called Sans amp. I don't know the name in French, but it's the name on the. It's a kind of DI box for bass, where you have an equalization or a drive, and a blend, and it's what I use all the time on bass. And during the recording, I chose in what preamp I will use the instrument. If I want something clean, I will put it on the Focusrite. It's ISA 8-8, so I have 8 tracks of it. If I want something more colored, I have an Universal Audio, the 4710, I think, which have 4 channels, and it's you can play with from totally valve to transistor. and you have a kind of limiter on it. If you want to use, I think it's like 11723. You don't have a lot of knobs, but you can get the sound you want if you play a little bit with it. I have 2 DBX 160 if I want to compress, and I have something like that. I have many things. I have different drums. I have Yamaha one, I think it's a Stage Custom. I have many snares. So if I want to change, and I have, we use what we say in French is System D to try to make things happen. I used to change the tune of the kick drum or put something like a phone on the snare drum, just to change the sound, to get what I want. To put a clovis on the snare or on the hi-hat, to put a t-shirt. It works very well on the snare or on the hi-hat if you want to. So we use a couple of things just to try to get the sound we want to have after the mix.
That's cool. So we have a couple of questions in the chat. I'm going to let people ask their question. And after, for the group, we should close it there so that we have time for the next step of the session. And I also need maybe to translate System D, because that's an interesting concept. System D means System Débrouille, which means do what you can with what you have. So, you know, if you use a t-shirt or if you use whatever, like it includes absolutely everything. So when we say System D, it's like, you basically don't have the tool you need, but you're going to find something. I think it's a cool... We say that all the time in the studios in France. Okay, System D now. Like, it's this very common thing. So it's funny that you'd say it too in Ouagadougou. Elliot, do you want to ask your question?
Sure. Yeah, really amazing project. I love the sound that you're getting. It's Yeah, really, really incredible recording, and I love the political message that you're trying to get across.
You know,
through the collaboration, I love seeing so many people in the studio when you were when vocal tracking was going. I think that gives a lot of energy. I was wondering, when you're mixing, is it social and a lot of people too? And with you in the control room, or you kick everyone out, say, get out of here.
Now, during the mixing, what I do is the first step, which is like editing, cutting, cleaning things. I usually be just myself on the studio, just working to be more efficient. But after that, we create a WhatsApp group. So I send them MP3 version of what I want the music to be with the edits, and because every singer they sing in a part, but they do something on the during all the song, all the track. So they do some vibes, something. So I have to manage, to cut, to try to, and some sing under other persons. So you see, like the guy who it's Smarty. I don't know if you know him. It's the guy who sing like a rapper. Another singer did chorus on his track, and for finishing, everyone come in studio, but it's just for finishing to say that I want more reverb on my vocal, maybe use that version because I have many versions of all the song, and I try to edit to take the best part of each. So sometimes we redo some vocal tracks because the singer was not very happy after mixing with his vocal, and but usually for mixing I prefer to be alone or only with few persons. But for recording, it was very good to have all these people on the studio because it was in Corona, they did long time. They don't make studio or concert, so they all was very happy to be together. And what was cool on this project is usually the artists don't like to sing with other artists during the recording. They don't like everyone to be here, but for this project they was very happy because if someone sing something, another one can go and can come and see this part, do it like do, and it was very good, and I think they like it and I like it too, because it was for me the first time to see artists work together, and they was free because like the song says, it's one love, and we try to get this spirit all this project long.
Awesome. And now we have a question by James. James, you want to ask it yourself?
Je sais pas pourquoi j'ai une petite dessin en arrière de moi, mais merci pour tout partager. Comme tout le monde dit, le son c'est magnifique, les performances sont magnifiques. Merci. J'avais juste une question plutôt technique par rapport à votre procès. Quand on voit tous les chanteurs qui font leurs morceaux, il y avait deux micros face à eux. Donc, on voulait juste savoir, c'est-tu une question que tu mélanges les deux ou tu utilises un pour elle, l'autre pour lui, quelque chose comme ça?
I have a lot of microphone, but during this project, I was not able to try all the microphone for the singers. So I chose two, which was a dynamic one, the Shure SM7, and a Brona Fantera, and I used the two microphones to get two signal, and during the mix I can choose between the two, or for some singers I use both, because the first guy who sing is Alif Naba. He got a very loud voice, and the problem I get with the Brona is, je pense que je vais le finir en français, la capsule collée. La capsule colle, en fait, quand il fait « Wende », tu vois, sur la partie « Wende », parce qu'il a beaucoup de pression et la capsule colle. Mais par exemple, sur le SM7, ça ne collait pas du tout, parce que ça peut encaisser beaucoup plus le SM7B. Et c'était une façon de pouvoir avoir de la latitude après. parce que tout était filmé, donc il fallait qu'on ait les bonnes versions avec les images. Ça veut dire que je pouvais faire des petites modifications après, mais je ne pouvais pas appeler un chanteur pour qu'il vienne le faire tout son couplet, parce qu'après ça ne va plus matcher.
Okay, so he said that he used the two microphones for this singer because his voice was very loud and the membrane of the microphone was sticking. You know, I explained that sometime in class, right? When the membrane is too tense, it's sticking on the condenser. And so he used also the SM7B to have latitude. Is that okay in English? I don't know. To have some headroom, I guess. To be able to go back and forth in mixing in case in the loud parts the Bronner is saturating, I guess. But it's you understand, it's acoustic saturation, right? It's not electronic. So that's great. So I think we should take a short break and move on to Elliot's presentation. Before we do that, I just would like to introduce you to Emmanuel Olivier, who joined us during the meeting. Salut Emmanuel. So so we have people from Paris, Montreal, New York, Ouagadougou, or I don't remember which town you're in, Elisa, and Victoria Lovebridge. It was pretty strong. Actually, we should do a screen capture quickly, right? Skirt, Kirk, let's all put our camera on and let's get a screen capture because this is pretty awesome.